More than 200 scientists from around the world are spending this week in Hobart investigating why sea ice levels in the Arctic and Antarctic are responding differently to the warming of the planet. The latest research shows that over the last three decades, sea ice has been decreasing in the Arctic but increasing in Antarctica. Professor Ian Simons from the University of Melbourne told reporter Felicity Ogilvie that the winds in East Antarctica are a significant factor in the difference.
In the Antarctic, we have a lot of storms, cyclones that are always travelling around the coast of Antarctica, and these have a strong impact on how the sea ice behaves, how it forms and where it moves and so on. Whereas by contrast, in the Arctic Ocean, we have some storms there, but they're not as nearly as intense as around the Antarctic region. So what essentially the Arctic Ocean is responding much more immediately to the greenhouse effect, because we're seeing rapid increases in temperature and there's feedbacks associated with a reduction in sea ice, whereas over the Southern Ocean around Antarctica there are so many other effects. There's the greenhouse effect, which is impacting on temperatures, but there's also these other circulation or atmospheric changes that are going on, which in turn impact on sea ice.
The conference is about sea ice in a changing environment. If you're saying that the changes in sea ice are due to climate change, why then would ice be increasing in Antarctica?
There's a number of reasons, and again, we're still coming to grips with what the total picture is in the terms of the Antarctic. But in the Antarctic, there are regions of sea ice which are rapidly decreasing in the so-called Bellingshausen Sea, which is near the Antarctic Peninsula. There's a rapid decrease in sea ice there. But in other parts of the continent, around the coast, there's dramatic increases. And when you take all those together, you get an actual total increase in the amount of sea ice.
What effect is increasing sea ice in Antarctica having on the climate of Australia?
That is not exactly clear what that impact is. I guess at the moment with this group that we're working with and meeting this week is really trying to understand the processes that are going on within the ocean, the sea ice, and the Antarctic continent. Now, there are features which are referred to in our business as teleconnections, which means if you impact on one part of the climate system, you'll see a response in a remote location. Now, to answer your question directly, we're still trying to work out the impacts on the Southern Hemisphere continents. We can see some signals there, and there are tantalising links to suggest that what's happening around Antarctica can impact on the onset of El Nino events, which in turn impact on Australian rainfall. As you know, when we have an El Nino, the eastern half of the country receives much less rainfall. Now, at the moment, this work is really just beginning. We're just beginning to sort of put the story together of these remote associations.
That's Professor Ian Simons from the University of Melbourne speaking to our reporter Felicity Ogilvie.